It's time. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. Prepare yourself for Helpful Snowman Quadaline.
Oh, hello. Welcome. So, you know, we usually end up doing a Nazi thing at some point for Podoween, because, you know, I don't know if you've heard about these Nazis, but they're some fucked up individuals. However, I thought this time, as a warm-up, we would go to a little bit different part of the world, namely Russia. Because it turns out, there's some pretty odd shit. And this is one of my favorites that I found, which was, and this was corroborated by an article in Smithsonian. So there's a legit source for this, but I'm just going to get into it. In February 1926, Russian biologist Ilya Ivanov set off... Do you ever have Russian... named Russian McRussian name, set out for Guinea in French West Africa, where he planned to perform one of the world's most sensational experiments. Ivanov was an expert in artificial insemination and had used his groundbreaking methods to create an assortment of hybrid animals. Now he was going to try something even more radical, crossing an ape and a human. His trip to Africa was expensive and its purpose highly questionable, yet the Bolshevik government not only sanctioned it but also financed it at a time when few Russians were allowed to leave the country. Why would so eminent a scientist risk his reputation? And why did the Bolsheviks back him? It was the story with everything. Secret papers, an evil Soviet dictator, and a zealous zoologist hell-bent on breeding a creature that was half-man, half-ape. So that's what we're talking about here. Ape Man, or as I guess it's come to be called, Humanzee. When details of Ilya Ivanov's attempts to create an ape-human hybrid emerged in the 1990s from the newly opened Russian archives, they prompted a rash of lurid headlines. Ivanov became the Red Frankenstein. His proposed... that's not so bad. His proposed liaisons were invariably dangerous. There was even the suggestion that he had been ordered to breed super-strong, hairy warriors for what The Sun in London dubbed Stalin's Mutant Ape Army. I don't know if The Sun is still the way it was then, but if it is, that's a paper I want to read. Yet Ivanov's efforts during the 1920s to create an ape-human hybrid had been anything but secret, according to Alexander Etkind, a Soviet-born specialist in Russian history now at the University of Cambridge. Ivanov's project was a sensation at the time and generated almost as many headlines as it would later on, but when no ape man materialized, the fuss died down and his research was forgotten. Some 60 years later, scholars reconstructed events from scattered letters, notebooks, and diaries held in assorted government archives. Despite years of digging, however, one vital part of the story remains elusive. None of these documents reveals why he did it, says Etkind. After examining the available evidence, he thinks he has an answer. At the start of the 20th century, Ivanov was... Well, I mean, this is something so stupid that people don't get about science. It's like, why would you do that? And it's like, I mean, why the fuck not? Some asshole invented, like, Velcro, and that helps us, but it's not, like, a miracle. I mean, think of all the things that have been invented since we've known about cancer. And it's like, yeah, I mean, isn't everything just like, why wouldn't you do that? Why can't you make my dog immortal? You know what I mean? Like, why can't we can't extend a dog's life to like 25 years where they're still happy and healthy? And I'm like, why would you create an ape man? And it's like, I mean, why would you not create an ape man? That's the thing. people, I feel like boring scientists ask why, and interesting scientists ask why not. At the start of the 20th century, Ivanov was internationally acclaimed for his pioneering work in artificial insemination, AI. Now hold the phone. I'm pretty sure that when people talk about AI, they're not talking about artificial insemination. I don't think that's what that movie, that Spielberg movie, was about. And having perfected his methods, he was keen to see how they could be applied. His first big project was aimed at improving Imperial Russia's blood stock using sperm from the best stallions. Before long, he was pondering the possibilities of hybridization. With AI, goddammit, he reckoned he might be able to create novel types of domestic animal by crossing closely related species. Soon he had produced a Z-Donk, a zebra-donkey hybrid. Well, I mean, that's not a big fucking deal. That's like two different color horses, basically, right? This is one of the things that pisses me off at the zoo, is you go there and I'm like, I mean, these are all just horses, right? These are basically horses. A Zubron, which is a European bison cow cross. Oh, because bison and cow are so different. And I've had burgers of both, and there's a difference, but it's not stark. And various combinations of rats, mice, guinea pigs, and rabbits. I mean, these seem like all samey. I want a turtle, you know, that's made out of giraffe. In 1910, he told a gathering of zoologists that it might even be possible to create hybrids between humans and their closest relatives. I mean, duh. Isn't that where you're going when you're doing that kind of shit? Who's going to do that and just be like, it had never occurred to me that, you know, I made this donkey fuck a zebra to make a thing that's really not as good as a donkey or a zebra. It's, you know, it's got the markings of a zebra, which is really helpful in no environment other than its natural environment. But who goes to that trouble and then is like, it never occurred to me to think about doing this to humans, but now that you mention it. At that stage, Ivanov was simply speculating, but a decade and a revolution later, he was making plans to put theory into practice. In 1924, he put his proposals to the government. Despite the disapproval of the scientific establishment, the establishment, Ivanov got the go-ahead. You know what? Ivanov persisted, you fucks. And the funds to mount an expedition to Africa to collect apes. Documents show that the decision was pushed through by leading members of the Bolshevik government. In February 1926, Ivanov set off for Africa. His first stop was Paris. To my knowledge, that wasn't in Africa, but all right. Where he won the enthusiastic support of the directors of the Pasteur Institute and the promise of access to the chimps at its new primate center in Guinea, then part of the French West Africa. He reached Guinea in late March only to discover none of the chimps was mature enough to breed. He would have to return later in the year to capture some chimps of his own. Damn it. Ivanov passed the summer in Paris, where he spent some of his time at the Pasteur Institute working on ways to capture and subdue chimps, and some with the celebrated surgeon Sergei Voronov, inventor of an increasingly fashionable rejuvenation therapy. In a now notorious operation, Voronov grafted slices of ape testes into those of rich and aging men hoping to regain their former vigor. That's fucking amazing. That summer, he and Ivanov made headlines by transplanting a woman's ovary into a chimp called Nora and then inseminating her with human sperm. While the press waited for the outcome, reporters turned their attention to Ivanov's unusual project. The idea of an ape-human hybrid was both shocking and fascinating. Was it possible? Were humans really that closely related to apes? What would the result be like? And what were the Soviets up to? Well, wait a minute. Did this work? Oh, okay, hold on. In November, Ivanov returned to Guinea, captured his chimps. I like how he's like, well, I'm from Russia. And, you know, Russia's great. Let me just be the first to say Russia's great. However, none of these chimps are of an age that I can inseminate them. So I'm going to just hang out in Paris for like a year. And me and this other guy are going to work on, you know, some ape capturing techniques. And I'm like, hi, a big fucking net? You put a banana in a field and then you get a net? I mean, how hard is it to capture an ape? It can't be that difficult. In November, Ivanov returned to Guinea, captured his chimps, and with considerable difficulty, eventually inseminated three of them. By now, he had a second experiment in mind, to inseminate women with chimp sperm. Knowing that no local women would agree, he planned to do this under the pretext of a medical examination, but the French governor forbade it. I like how the French governor is like, so you brought to me a plan where you were just going to basically say you were examining some lady and artificially inseminate them with chimp sperm and then see what's going on. And he's like, yes, that's my plan. And he's like, that's going to be a no. I hate to set science back, but just sticking chimp sperm in a lady, that's a no. That is a firm no. None of the three chimps conceived. Okay, I guess that's the other chimps. So the chimps that he inseminated did not conceive, or the one that he put the uterus in, or whatever the fuck that was. He transplanted a woman's ovary into a chimp. None of the three chimps conceived. Disappointed, Ivanov headed home with 20 chimps to stock a new ape nursery in the subtropical Soviet Republic of Abkhazia. He knew now his best chance of creating his hybrid was to find Soviet women willing to carry half-ape babies in the interests of science. In the event, only 4 chimps made it to Abkhazia, and so while the nursery set about acquiring more apes, Ivanov looked for volunteers. You only kept alive 4 out of 20 chimps? I wonder if the ladies volunteering for this were made aware of that fact. By the way, we couldn't keep 16 out of our 20 chimps are dead. That was just transporting them. We didn't even really do anything. At least 5 women volunteered. So that sounds very crazy. I wonder about these 5 women. What possesses you to volunteer to carry a ape, chimp, human baby? Although the nursery did get hold of an assortment of apes, they never flourished, and by the time Ivanov was ready to proceed, the only adult male left was Tarzan, a 26-year-old orangutan. Ivanov pressed on until fate dealt his project a fatal blow. Tarzan had a brain hemorrhage. The orang has died. We are looking for a replacement, Ivanov cabled the woman he lined up to receive Tarzan's sperm. More chimps arrived in 1930, but Ivanov fell victim to the widespread purge of scientists and was exiled to Kazakhstan. He was released the next year, but died soon after. You know, you hear about these purges of, like, scientists and leading thinkers and whatnot. And it's probably a baby in the bathwater situation, but maybe there were a few scientists that needed to go. Just saying. So why did Ivanov want so badly to produce a baby that was half ape, half human, and why did the Bolsheviks encourage him? Blah, blah, blah. If he crossed an ape and a human and produced viable offspring, then that would mean Darwin was right about how closely related we were to apes, says Etkind. Oh, so he wanted to prove that and bolster the reputation of Soviet science and use it as anti-religious propaganda. I mean, yeah, I guess so. But does that really explain why it's like, hey, we took this guy's balls off and, like, we took this guy's ball, his testicle, combined it with an ape testicle, and then, like, that was a thing we decided to do. That was an exciting thing for us. And you're going to tell me that, like, oh, no, there was a very good reason why we did that. I mean, come on. Give me a fucking break. It's like, oh, yeah. Does it sound to anyone else like it's like, I don't know, this scientist was just doing crazy shit, and maybe he found his niche because he found something that no one else was willing to do because it doesn't really have a purpose. It's mostly just like, well, can we prove that humans and apes are closely related? And it's like, well, I suppose one way we could do that is to impregnate a lady with ape sperm. You know, another way we could do that is just kind of like, wait for DNA shit to come along and just be like, oh, we're pretty closely related. And there you go. Well, all right. So that's Human Ape Man. Human Ape Man Z. Human Z. So the little break from the normal Nazi scientists before our next episode where we talk about a Nazi science thing.